Local committee debates Chilkat River subsistence fishing restrictions, and Haines Assembly indicates concern for wildlife in heli ski map decisions. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories and more up next. Two proposals on their way to the Alaska Board of Fish were up for discussion at a local meeting last week. The proposals are aimed at protecting Chilkat king salmon. Adult kings are returning to the Chilkat River in alarmingly low numbers. Chinook returns are an issue throughout Southeast. The Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee deliberated whether to support two Chilkat-specific regulation ideas. One would shut down subsistence fishing in the Chilkat Inlet and River during much of the summer. Inlet fishing would be closed through July 15th, and river fishing from July 15th to August 1st. Fisheries managers imposed the most conservative subsistence restrictions in recent memory this past summer. But Fish and Game didn't completely close subsistence fishing between 19 Mile and the Wells Bridge. This proposal would. Will Prisciandaro brought it forward.
That's the area I want to shut down because it's the bottleneck of the river. And it makes no sense why we keep open the narrowest part of the river from other than 7 Mile, where every king salmon goes by.
Because that's where Cluckwine is.
I don't really care.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's there.
Even though subsistence fishermen aren't targeting kings, they might pick up the vulnerable fish as bycatch. The board debated the merits of limiting subsistence versus commercial fishing. Some committee members said the proposal is too restrictive of subsistence fishing near Cluckwan. Another argument against the proposal is that it would take away Fish and Game's flexibility in managing the area. Derek Poinsett said he didn't want to tie the hands of the managers. Most of the committee members agreed with him. Only Prisciandaro and Ryan Cook voted to support the proposal. The second Board of Fish proposal was less controversial. It would restrict subsistence net mesh sizes in the Chilkat Inlet and River before August 1st. Net openings would be limited to a maximum of 5 3/8 inches. The limit is intended to protect adult king salmon from getting caught in nets that are targeting sockeye or other, usually smaller, fish. The committee unanimously voted to support the measure. Their input will be included with those proposals when the Board of Fish meets in Sitka beginning January 11th. At a meeting Tuesday, the Haines Assembly indicated that it wants to prioritize wildlife conservation in heli ski map decisions. The Assembly is working to establish a new process to vet heli ski map amendment requests. One major question is how much weight will be given to new studies of wildlife habitat that sometimes overlap with ski terrain. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
There's one line in the heli ski map ordinance that's caused the most debate so far. It says borough staff will superimpose recommendations from the Northern Wild Sheep and Goat Council on the ski area map. The Goat Council is a professional organization made up of wildlife biologists. The group reviews research and makes recommendations on how to limit human impacts on wild sheep and goats. One of its main recommendations is that there should be a 1,500-meter buffer between helicopter activity and goat habitat. If the buffer is diminished, the helicopter noise can negatively affect the animals. The ordinance in front of the Assembly Tuesday night crossed out the line about the Goat Council recommendations. The suggestion to get rid of that sentence came from a meeting between two advisory committees. The Tourism Advisory Board and Parks and Recreation Committee were fairly split on the issue. The vote was 6-5.
We should have more information rather than less information. This is critical information.
Joe Ordonez was one of a handful of residents who spoke in favor of reinstating the line about the Goat Council recommendations.
ADF&G already considers us. It's redundant. It's pointless.
Heliski operator Scott Sundberg said it wasn't necessary because the Alaska Department of Fish and Game will use the Goat Council standards in its recommendations to the borough. Although the debate centered on the Goat Council, it's Fish and Game that recently released studies on Haines area mountain goat and brown bear habitat. Biologists now have a formula to determine whether a certain mountain face is likely to be critical goat or bear denning habitat. Sundberg said if you were to apply the 1,500-meter buffer to all of the habitat area, it would knock out 50 to 70% of the Heliski terrain.
We often hear critical goat habitat. The map that was produced is a potential mountain goat habitat map. I want you to remember that when you're thinking about this, it's not just everywhere.
Kevin White is the fish and game biologist who led the goat habitat study. He confirmed to KHNS that Fish and Game uses the Goat Council information in its Heliski map input. But he said he supports the borough committing to use the Goat Council recommendations in its map review. And so do most of the assembly members. Tom Morfitt said the more information, the better. He spoke by phone.
Yeah, it seems to me that we don't lose anything by incorporating the Northern Wild Goat and Sheep Council recommendations. It's more information as a scientific group.
The assembly voted 5-1 to reinstate the line about the Goat Council recommendations. Brenda Josephson was opposed. As the discussion wrapped up, Assemblymember Sean Mady tried to reassure Heliski operators.
The way I see it is more we know what parts to avoid, but there's still lots of space where we can work together to get a good plan for a good tour and a good permit to go down and continue with the industry.
The Heliski map ordinance has one more public hearing scheduled, but if it's approved, the borough won't follow the new process for a few years. That's because it's already in the middle of evaluating the most recent map amendment requests. The review was put on hold earlier this year. The borough was waiting for the wildlife studies and dealing with conflict of interest complaints about the map committee. Borough planner Holly Smith says the assembly will take up the pending map requests at a meeting in upcoming weeks. It will be the first test of how the assembly will reconcile industry interests with the new goat and bear habitat information. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Haines is beginning the search for a new school superintendent. Again. At a roundtable meeting this week, community members brainstormed the qualities of an ideal candidate. Parents, educators, and school board members agreed a new superintendent should have classroom experience, humility, and budget savvy. But most critically, they need to stay in Haines. Parent Candace Mustard Scott put it this way.
You need stability. You need someone who's going to be here long term. I mean, the teachers have seen innumerable leaders come through the doors. That's devastating.
Interim Superintendent Rich Carlson says finding stability has been hard because it comes down to something intangible.
We need to find somebody that fits. Mm-hmm. If they don't have a particular skill set, people can acquire that. But that fit is really key, and it's really difficult to judge when you just bring somebody in for, you know, 2 or 3 days. So. Mm-hmm.
Superintendent Michael Beyer retired in 2014 after 8 years. After his departure, 2 superintendents left after 1 year each. Carlson has filled the job in an interim capacity twice. To find someone with staying power, Carlson says they're changing the search process.
In the past, we have done what I consider sort of a passive search. We developed the job description, we posted it on various places, and we waited for people to come to us. We're changing the way we're doing it. We're actually going out after people.
To fill the last opening, Haines paid the Alaska Association of School Boards to find candidates. This year, they're forming their own search committee.
In the past, we have done what I consider sort of a passive search. We developed the job description, we posted it on various places, and we waited for people to come to us. We're changing the way we're doing it. We're actually going out after people.
The committee will be made up of school board members, staff, students, and 2 community members. they'll interview top candidates early next year before making a final recommendation to the school board. The new process also means that candidate applications will be made public so the community can review them. The board plans to begin accepting resumes by Thanksgiving. For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbur. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.